Checking the analytics before lighting up the world with a new episode, I was thrilled to see that China is now listening to the Vault of Silliness. That brings us to 38 countries to match the old WBZ 38 states clear channel reach. I'm mighty proud. So, xiexie, China. We return to 1992 for a dumb birthday game from May 31st. Let's call this one a shoe-in. Let's try that again. A shoe-in for a good time. Let me tell you about our commercials first. A Looking at the Law promo. The giant conversion van show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center, times two. And later, Bullock Watch Buyers. The players. Bevy from Andover, Brad and Randolph, Robert from Everett, the real Helen in Boston. I'm producing and playing in studio and sounding so crystal clear. And the tacky Russ Gannon in traffic. The birthdays, Peter Yarrow. Then we jump to June 1st for Morgan Freeman, Pat Boone, and Andy Griffith. Then to June 2nd for Stacy Keach. We also get some events in history. The Johnstown flood occurred in what year? And the 17th Amendment to the Constitution took effect in what year? The post-game silliness is wrapped up with Marianne from Philadelphia. Please support the silly by checking out your options below and always leave a like, no matter what service you use to access all this fun. Episode 237, A Shoe-In for a Good Time, slips its way to your ears in 3, 2, and 1.
Play the dumb birthday game. Now, let's see who's on our panel. We have Bezzy from Andover. Hi, is it Bezzy. Is that the way you pronounce your name?
No, it's Bevy, B-E-V-Y.
Oh, B-E-V-Y.
Right.
V as in victory.
That's right.
Oh, Bevy. Oh, I'll never make that mistake again, Bevy. Ever.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
I don't blame you. It's
just nothing. Can you hear me well? Because I turned on my speakerphone, but I've never used it before.
No, you're coming in fine.
Okay.
And you're on your speakerphone.
Yes.
So you can just sit there and just yell into the phone.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful modern technology.
Isn't it, though?
Okay. And Brad is with us, who's down in Randolph, young Brad, who's working 19 jobs just to keep body and soul together. Nice to have you take time to play the dumb birthday game with us, Brad.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you could get close to the phone and just speak up just a little bit.
Certainly. How's this?
That's better. Thank you. Okay, we also have Robert from Everett.
I'm here, sir.
Okay, nice to have you with us. We have Helen.
Hi, Norm.
That's my friend Helen. We just talked to her from Boston.
There's another one besides me.
Oh, that's right. This was somebody else.
But I'm the real one.
You're the original official Major League.
I want to win one of your cheesy prizes today.
Oh, yeah, because we have... Today, I want to tell you, in the WBZ Tacky Gift Shop, the prizes are the absolute
tackiest.
Tony's going
to teach me how to cheat.
Oh, was that a dig, Helen? Was that a dig? Oh, that wasn't nice. In fact, Tony is with us, Tony Nesbitt, our producer, who will be playing the dumb birthday game with us.
Right here. Helen did say when she called to play the game that she offered for both of us to cheat together. Oh. She tempted me.
Oh, that's kind of nice. People who cheat together,
one day
get to meet together.
But then will they cheat on each other?
I don't know, but those who cheat together compete together.
That sounds good.
And have... Oh, never mind.
Please. Those who cheat together
have
dirty feet together.
I was thinking the same.
I don't know. That doesn't seem to mean anything, and it's kind of gross.
Forget it,
but the prizes are tacky, and everything we say during this dumb birthday game, that's tacky, too. We have Russ Gannon, WBZ ace traffic reporter. Yeah, speaking of tacky, how you doing, Russ?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Okay, good. Just wanted to send a hello out to Leslie and also to ask why Tony sounds so clear tonight.
That's because Tony is speaking from the WBZ swimming pool. He's underwater, talking through his face mask.
It's that amazing speakerphone technology.
Yeah, that's right. And if that answer satisfies you, then perhaps you'd better look for work in some other field. Okay. Okay, here are some of the people. In fact, there's only one person we're going to guess the age of whom we'll guess who was actually born today.
Because you used them all yesterday.
I used them all yesterday. I forgot we were going to play the game today. We didn't have too many for yesterday. Anyway, this is now May 31st, the very last day of the month.
Yeah. To answer Russ' question, because I know he's sweating it out, I'm on a mic, and it's mighty uncomfortable.
Oh, 1935, by the way, is when Babe Ruth... Carry over from last week. I will never forget that now.
No, well, that's never. Good. That's good. I think maybe this is the way we ought to be teaching history and things in school, and part of the dumb something games. Okay, today is the birthday, that is May 31st, Sunday. Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter, in case you've forgotten, they're not any of them young anymore.
The shorter male with the mustache.
He's the short one.
They both have mustaches, don't they?
Well, Peter is the thin one who looks almost like Christ.
Who's not Mary.
He's not Paul. He's not Mary. That's correct. Okay. But he's Peter.
Do I have the grasp of the obvious?
I think that's your specialty.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mom, are they all going to be old tonight so I can guess them?
A lot of them, I think you will. Yeah, I think you'll know them.
Okay.
In fact, we're even going to guess. We're going to do what Tony hates most of all. We'll guess what year certain events happened. I think that's
my
kind of
favorite
fun.
Category.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Peter Yarrow. Let's start with you, Bevy.
Yes.
How old do you think Peter Yarrow is today? And just speak right up. Aim it right at your speakerphone so we can hear you nice and big.
Well, actually, I can't hear you through my speakerphone, so I picked up the receiver again.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, I am going to say he is 55.
55. Okay, and Brad, what do you think?
I'm going to be in that same area. I'm going to say 57.
That is that same area, you know, son of a gun. And Robert?
I would have to say 62 years old because I remember these people very well.
Ah.
Okay. And Helen?
60.
And what do you think, Tony?
56.
56. And Russ?
58.
58. Okay, this is the magic moment when we scour through their birth records, check with the town clerk and where they were born, or where this particular case where Peter Yarrow was born.
It's amazing how cooperative those town clerks at this time of the night, what part of the country.
I know it,
they
and
cooperate
I just,
with us.
And I just got off the phone with one of them right now, and he was still in his office. He was the town clerk in New York City.
Oh, well, a lot of people are there.
Yeah, he's actually a city clerk.
Yeah.
And he was just as polite as can be.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah. Peter Yarrow, he said, is 54 years old today, and so... no way. Who's yelling no way?
Bevy.
No, Bevy said 55, and so she was the closest.
Yay.
Yes, that was very good, Bevy.
Thank you.
You're okay.
Thank you.
Not bad. She's off to a good start.
Okay, here's some for people born on June 1st. This will be Monday. Like Morgan Freeman, who was in a number of movies, including Glory, which is not the one he won the award for.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie. And also he was in the one with
Jessica
Tandy.
And Driving Miss Daisy.
Jessica Tandy.
And Murray. Wasn't Murray in that one? Was his name? Dan Aykroyd.
That's right.
Okay, and Driving Miss Daisy, that's right. That was Morgan Freeman.
And also Robin Hood. He was just in Robin Hood.
Yeah. What do you say, Russ? How old is Morgan Freeman? Will he be on Monday?
He was also in The Electric Company.
I didn't know that.
If you remember back following Sesame Street, was The Electric
Company. Oh,
yes.
How old would you say he will be?
I will say he will be 50.
50. Okay. And Tony?
53.
53. And the very lovely and exciting and slightly erotic Helen, what do you say?
55.
Thought we were going to cheat together, Helen.
I want to win against you, Tony.
See? She's already cheating against me. You were right, Norm. I wonder if she has dirty feet.
Oh, please. Robert,
what does that mean?
Robert has dirty feet.
Oh.
Yeah, Robert, what do you say? How old do you think Morgan Freeman?
The chauffeur?
He was the chauffeur, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's 70.
70. You have to be 70 or you can't get a chauffeur's license.
First of all, I mean, I know the gentleman. He is, well, the lady he worked with was extremely a very talented actress.
Extremely very talented.
Very, yeah. And the husband, what's his name? I don't know his name. I keep forgetting about it.
Oh, her real husband?
Hume
her
Cronin. Real husband.
That's it.
Yeah, Hume Cronin. Yeah, Hume Cronin.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say that no, okay, I'm not allowed to change. I said 70, but I was going to go 65.
Okay, but you want to go...
Can I change 70 from 65?
Actually, we don't usually allow that.
He won an Academy Award, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Okay, can I go to 65, sir?
Yeah.
Or do I have to stay with 70?
Well, we'll make it 65.
Yeah, give it to him.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Just shut him up.
Otherwise, he'll just keep mumbling on. It'll be pitiful. Brad, what do you say?
I'm going to go with 60 on this one.
You're going to go with 60 on this one, okay.
Can I change my answer now?
I suppose you could if you wanted to. Since we've allowed it for one, why not?
Did you really
want to change it?
No.
Okay.
After that,
I wouldn't let him change it.
Okay. No more changing. No more changing. Okay. You have to take the order as it's listed on the menu.
Please.
Meanie.
However, we have changed one menu, and we've substituted instead Folger's Crystals. And well, let's see if anybody can spot the difference. Bevy, what do you say? How old is...
Well, I had such luck with 55 the last time. I'm going to stay with 55.
You're going to stay with 55. That's what Helen said, too.
That's the limit.
That's the limit, too. Do you get the humor there? Do you get the humor there, Bevy and Helen?
No.
Lucky you.
Well, that's really good. Okay, the age of Morgan Freeman on Monday, he will be 55 years old.
No way, really.
I'm so glad at least we made
Bevy,
two people
happy.
Bevy,
have you got that book that Tony had? I don't have a book, no.
Helen and Bevy are the two winners. Now, Bevy has got two out of two, and Helen has won the other one. The women are just walking away with this thing.
Well,
my second answer would have been wrong,
too. Is it true, Norm, that because of my appearance on this show tonight that you are now offering the grand prize, which is breakfast for one at Burger King?
I don't know whether we get that kind of... What do you think? We get some kind of a big budget here? What do you think? The Westinghouse people are made of money?
He's lucky he got the job.
Yeah. I'm lucky they don't charge me for coming in and spending the night here, you know. They say if you know... Anyway, also on Mondays...
I wanted to hear a little more, Norm.
Yeah, I was trying to bring in the hotel next door, Days End.
Oh.
But I didn't quite know how to do that with the same kind of ribald, wondrous humor that I generally inject into these rambling, stupid comments.
We'll save it for later.
Pat Boone will be having a birthday on Monday, also June 1st. And his shoes, actually, are older than you are, Brad. Those little white shoes that he always used to wear. I was so pleased to learn that he had gone through... He was always kind of a typical American clean-cut kind of guy. And then we discovered he was an alcoholic. I don't mean to laugh about that. He's overcome that. No, but he was obviously not as clean-cut as he appeared to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of nice. I like people with flaws.
I'm from the era of buckskins.
Bucks, that's right.
Yes,
that's those.
White Bucks.
That's right. Those are the shoes he wore, the White Bucks.
I wonder if he ever threw up on them during his alcoholic binges.
Oh, I could tell you stories about him.
Ooh, nice visual, Tony.
Oh, yeah. It would make you never want to have food ever again.
Wear White Bucks.
Helen, I'm gonna ask you first.
Would you call that, excuse me, Norm, would you call that upchucking on the Bucks?
Oh, would you stop? This is almost distasteful.
I think it is.
Helen, yes. How old will Pat Boone be on Monday?
I would say about 60.
About 60, so your answer will be precisely 60.
Absolutely.
Okay, and Brad, what do you say?
I'm going to go with 62.
Okay.
Sounds like a good number.
Yeah, and Russ has a good number, too. What would that be, Russ?
Why, that would be 60.
That would be 60 also.
Good to you, Russ.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you.
The same thing Helen said.
Oh, well, all right.
And Bevy, what do you say?
I'm going to say 59.
59, okay. And Tony?
He don't know.
Oh, will you stop? I'm not asking you. I'm asking him.
My confidence is already at a low.
Yeah. Don't discourage this man.
Twist the knife.
I got to be with this, work with this man until 5:30 or 4:30, and then I got to work with him Sunday night. If he comes in here just sulking, it's impossible.
Okay.
You can do it, Tony. We're all with you, fella.
Yeah. Sometime tonight, Tony.
Oh, listen to the enthusiasm. 63.
Okay. And Robert, what do you say?
Well, he's 61 definitely because he married the young lady with one of the...
He married Shirley. Shirley was the lady he married, right?
Remember the lady? He married, and he drank a lot of milk, and he was with the Arthur Godfrey show, was he not?
I drank a lot of milk, and
He was not a regular. He wasn't a regular on the Godfrey show. He might have been a guest.
But he was a clean-cut kid. Is what the idea was: drink a lot of milk and wear the sandals he wore or something.
No, the Bucks, we already went through that, Robert.
I call them running shoes.
You call them running shoes.
Okay, he was 61 years old, he's still married, and he has 5 children.
Well, that could be, I just know Debbie very intimately, but right. I don't know his other children.
But was he a boon to the Godfrey show? Helen's in pain.
Okay, the actual age of Pat Boone...
Please.
He'll be 58.
Ooh.
And so Bevy said 59.
Yes. That's it. Cheat. And three in a row.
She's got 3 out of 3.
I said 60.
Yeah, I said 62.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, you guys are close.
But no cigar.
No.
Tony wasn't anywhere near there, was he?
Like 57 would have been a winner, too, but nobody said 57.
57.
How about Bevy, huh?
How about Andy Griffith? He has a birthday on Monday also.
Oh, I know him.
Andy Griffith. Yeah.
That's Matlock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, he's Matlock.
Matlock is...
Yeah.
I remember
why don't you take the first shot at that then, Robert?
No.
Go ahead. No. Yes, I'm asking how old Andy Griffith is.
He is 67 years old. 2 years older than I am.
67 years old.
Matlock is Andy Griffith and with all. Oh, yeah, he's a great act. A great comic.
Okay. Bevy, what do you think?
That's a hard one.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
He's from the South.
I don't really want him to be that old.
But how old would you say he has to be because you want to face reality?
I know.
Yeah. He's a nice-looking man, though, with his white hair.
He is gorgeous. He's 20.
I don't trust it. You already guessed. Will you be quiet?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't trust a guy who calls another guy gorgeous or who keeps talking right through everything. I don't trust that kind of a guy either. Anyway, Bevy, yeah. how old is Andy Griffith?
He's 65.
Okay. And Tony, what do you say?
65.
You say 65.
No, I really don't want to. I'm only saying because Bevy said it.
And she's got a pretty good track record.
And every time I agree with somebody after they've won 3 in a row, I know their answer is wrong. So why agree?
That's right. She may have gone the streak and now...
Actually, I do want to change that, but...
Well, what is your guess? Is it 65?
Gee, he's 65. Is that possible? Hold on. Let me try to...
Let me ask you, Russ. Let's skip over this one, and we'll come back to it again on Wednesday.
Let's see. I'm going to say that Andy Griffith, who's 67, which makes him 39 years older than me.
I'm not biting for that.
No.
How about Don Knotts?
Oh, be quiet, would you? How about Don Knotts? What has that got to do with anything we're talking about?
He's on the Andy Griffith show.
Andy's on Matlock. He's Matlock's neighbor.
Okay, how about Helen? What do you say?
I would say 68.
68. And Brad?
He's old. Does that count?
He's not old. He's not old.
Okay. How about 70?
About 70, we'll mark that down. Okay, the actual age of Andy Griffith is actually 66.
Oh, am I glad I stayed where I was.
So actually, Tony...
And guess who?
And Bevy... And Robert.
I was close now. Did you remember the routine he did with the...
What it is baseball. It was a baseball thing.
No. It had to do with an animal. He was telling about football.
It was football. That's right. Not baseball.
Wasn't it football? And he's going for his first. And this is a southern accent.
Southern accent. That's what.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And that made him a big star overnight.
Okay.
He is gorgeous. That man. How come I never got a winner like that?
Shut up.
Okay, that's fine. I wish I had a writer to write some material for me.
The winning one, Bevy has 4 out of 4.
That's amazing.
Helen has 1. Tony has 1.
And proud of it.
Robert has 1 and also a very big mouth. and he's laughing. I insult this guy and he laughs. But Brad and Russ, however,
wasn't I on the other side of 66?
Yes, you were. I'm sorry, you were. You said 67. I'm sorry, you did win that. You and Robert. I was trying to keep you apart from him.
I'm sorry, Robert.
But you and Robert both said 67.
You stand alone at 0.
Okay, Stacy Keach has a birthday Tuesday, the 2nd.
I just saw him Friday evening on
I love Stacy Keach.
Oh, he's a gorgeous man. Gorgeous man.
I love
gorgeous.
His mustache.
Oh, I love everything about him. He's gorgeous,
gorgeous,
yeah. Let's start with the ugly man, Robert, is the first one to guess.
Stacy Keach. He's the guy with the mustache.
Yeah, why don't you just guess the age, Robert? Stop doing a soliloquy.
He's my age, 65.
He's my age, 64.
65. Because he's young, good-looking, and handsome.
Yeah, gorgeous, I think, is that recall.
Yeah, I don't have a mustache.
Brad, how old do you think Stacy Keach is?
How about 55?
55. And Bevy?
Well, he has been an idol of mine for years. He's my age, 51.
51. He's
your age. Did you see him Friday night on CBS, Bevy?
Yes.
What'd you think of the show?
I love him.
Well, besides him, but did you like the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Was that the one with the bats?
Secret Life of Bats.
Yeah.
He did that one.
Oh, did he? I guess nobody knows.
That confirmation is appreciated.
Tony, yeah. What do you say, Tony?
I'll say he's 54.
Okay, and Helen?
I don't know who we're talking about, but if Tony said 54, I'll say 55.
Oh, you'll say 55.
How do you like that? Okay.
You don't know Stacy Keach? No.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Gorgeous man. Gorgeous. Yeah.
My life is ruined now.
Don't you remember
Carib?
Does he?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't watch television. Huh? Does anybody remember Carib?
The name, yeah, but...
The show, Carib.
When I was younger, I used to sleep in a Carib. But
oh, for you.
Thank you very much. I'll be here all night.
Russ, now what do you say? How old is Stacy Keach?
I'm going to go with 51 also.
51 also, okay. The actual age of Stacy Keach, and you were wise to have said what you said,
but
Russ and Bevy is 51. That's another
5 out of 5.
Bevy, we're getting very suspicious.
Yeah, I'm really suspicious, Bevy. Because Andover, where you live, has never had a terribly wholesome image, if you really want to know. Oh, it looks okay. Sure,
yeah,
drive
she
it through
last
quickly.
Last night to schedule herself for this game. You know what she did?
She briefed herself on everything.
Exactly.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the date of something. See if we can stop her with this
we'll
one.
We'll get
okay?
you on this, Beth.
Okay.
Right.
The Johnstown flood. Okay. Do you remember that in Western Pennsylvania? More than 2,000 people perished when a dam broke. And it sent water rushing through Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Imagine that. More than 2,000 people died.
Wow.
And the Johnstown flood was...
Hey, that was before my time.
I was there. I mean, I worked there.
Johnstown, that's right.
The town is gorgeous. That's a hard one.
Okay, let's see. Let's start with the Rush this time.
No, let's start with the 5 for 5.
We'll start with you.
What year was that?
What year was the Johnstown flood?
I don't know.
35, Rossi. 35.
As long as he doesn't say 1939.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, no.
That was a very auspicious year.
1939?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not actually the year we're talking about. This is the Johnstown, Pennsylvania flood.
I don't know.
What is your book say, Debbie?
Well, just take a guess. No, be quiet, would you, Helen? I'm asking Russ.
I just, hang on, I'm thinking. No, I don't know. 1965.
1965.
I don't know. I just said that.
You can
I
hear
don't
a smile
know.
In Norm's voice after you said that. This guy's way
just
off.
Just because I said, 1965? Oh, jeez.
No.
I hope my voice didn't give away how far off you are.
We're Tony. Getting old waiting.
Maybe it was the Jonestown, I don't know.
Oh.
Kool-Aid.
Tony, no, that was the, you're thinking of the Johnstown food. That's when they airlifted food in. I don't know where to go with that one.
Nowhere.
Tony, nowhere. I think what I can do is just skip over to you, Tony, and by skipping over to you, you understand.
You
I don't mean exactly
the way you skip.
I know it. I've turned many a heart as I skip along. Anyway,
all you need is a mustache.
What year was the Johnstown flood? And who cares?
Let's see.
1949.
Oh, way off. Okay. I can hear it in Noah's voice again. Ask Robert. He seems to know.
Now, we'll get to him eventually.
Or he'll just chime
get it
in.
He'll scream it out anyway. Helen, what do you think? When was the Johnstown flood?
Well, that was before I was born, so how about 1922?
She's close.
1922. She's close. Will you tell us what the actual year was, Robert?
It was 1913.
It was 1913
with all the Pennsylvania people up there with the mines up there and everything, and they kept telling them to rebuild the bridge and everything, and they ignored them and everything, and that's when the bridge the whole thing broke, and that's flood. That's what that comes back. 1913. I bet you I'm wrong.
that's the most documentation for a wrong answer I've ever heard in my life. Brad, what do you say?
I'm going to really kind of kick this around and say 1843.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's wrong. Well, I figured maybe the dance.
We have got 1843 to 1965. This has got to be the largest disparity.
This is the schnookiest bunch of historical history majors I've ever dealt with. Bevy, what do you
really
say?
Awful.
Well, I have to say that we're all, you know, very astute as far as civics goes. Nobody understands that. We don't know what's going on in our world or when it happens. I would say 1927.
You're closer.
If she gets this, I think she'll have tied the record for most. Though she's 6 for 6 if she gets it. So.
Okay, I've got to do some figuring on this one, though, I tell you.
Carry a 3.
Let's see.
Square root of 5.
And hold on just a minute. Hold on just 1 second, if you would, please, ladies
by
and gentlemen.
The cube root of 9.
Because years are a little tougher to...
That's why I hate this part of the game.
I know, while I figure out what's going on here.
This would fall under the category of show preparation.
Well, no, but I can't prepare in advance because I never know what you're going to say.
Is that an ad machine, though?
Why would that put me in better condition with you, sweetheart? You looking for a rich guy with an adding machine?
No, just a rich guy. Never mind the adding machine.
Okay.
Yes.
I see. I'm almost through here figuring. Okay. Can you imagine when I'm acting as town moderator in the town of Middleton, and we have to have a 2/3 vote in order to pass something, zoning regulation or something? I go through the same kind of thing up there, too. 2/3. Is that 2/3 of what? Anyway, I have figured it out. The actual year of the Johnstown flood was 1889.
Wow.
And, boy, we're all wrong. And the closest one was actually Robert, although he was 24 years off. But
was it close to 1913, seriously?
It was 1889 and 1913, the wife figured, is closer than anybody else said.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, but was it, had to do with the dam? They did not want to rebuild it and patch it all in?
No, you were 24 years too late.
No, it was more than two. It says a dam broke and sent water rushing through the town. I don't know about fixing it or whatever.
And I was doing a show there, and that's
shut up.
Al Jolson was working there at that time.
Okay.
To get the dam.
You know, the last time you were kind of quiet during all of this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having fun with nice people. See, I like people.
Well, who's
I enjoy
over the house?
People. And everybody's so nice.
Them. They are nice. And
anybody wants me to send them a dozen roses, I'll send them a dozen roses.
No. What they like best from you, Robert, to repay their niceness would be just to be quiet.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
I'd like a dozen roses, actually.
I like that
messy
girl.
Okay, here's another what year did it happen thing. This was the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. I know this sounds very, whatever it sounds like. It sounds like that very something.
Even though I don't like this part of the game, it's actually more informative. And
it is kind of fun.
Yeah, it is fun,
okay.
But I hate it.
Okay.
I hate fun.
Yeah, I know it. You're all Mr. Business. I know that. The 17th Amendment of the Constitution provided for the popular election of U.S. senators, and it took effect in this year. Now, this is, remember, up to this point, state legislators would be the ones who would vote for senators to represent the Senate.
You notice how it didn't say the election of popular senators.
That's correct. The popular election.
That's right.
But not popular senators.
No, never.
At this point, we were already voting for congressmen, people for the Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives. That was by popular vote. But the senators would be voted by those we voted to be in the state legislature. But now we're going to vote for them directly. What year was that?
Last week.
No, I don't believe so. We did another constitutional amendment. I think it was the one we did last time was the tax. The first time the income tax, I think, was put into effect.
Okay, because I don't even remember the answer, but this sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it was a constitutional amendment, and you're absolutely right. You're sharp. You're sharp. You're a whiz. Mm. You're something special. Now, why don't you take the first guess at this?
The 17th Amendment. What are we up to anyway in amendments? 22 or something? 26, 27?
Something like that. That or 40 or 63,
no, I think it's
something
27
like
that. Or 28.
17th,
huh?
17th, yeah.
19.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sophie, you've got a spellbound here with that one.
19. This is real embarrassing.
1953. Okay, just remember, if you get whoever guesses it correctly, they'll be so proud of you. In Bosnia Herzegovina.
1953. Oh, that is embarrassing. But I'll stick with that anyway.
Okay, let's
just thought of something else.
Let's go to Brad. Brad is most recently out of school, and thus certainly would remember it exactly.
Yeah.
17th Amendment, the one that. Call for the popular election of U.S. senators.
Okay, I'm gonna go with a little bit earlier than 27.
Yeah, like a lot.
Let's say 1929.
Oh,
he's exactly right, almost.
And you're nearly positive of that.
Yeah. Okay. And let's see. Let's go to you, Russ. What year do you think?
1932.
And you're almost sure.
He's got it.
Maybe.
No, that's Roosevelt.
I've never been called that, but thank you, sir. And I appreciate your vote.
No, he's looking. Yeah, he's looking at the sharp chin that's jetting out that you have, the cigarette holder. Yeah. You do look like Franklin Roosevelt a lot. A lot. You know what I'm saying? And Robert looks like Eleanor. What do you think, Robert? What year was it actually?
It's 1933, exactly.
Exactly 1933. That was the year that Roosevelt actually
took
power.
Because it was with Depression time and everything, and they gave everybody a job.
And then there was the flood, of course.
That's right.
50 years earlier.
Yeah, that's right. The flood had hardly dried out, and they figured... We'll take people's minds off the flood by letting them vote for their senator. I recall the debate.
They prayed for another one. Yeah. After that was passed.
What do you think, Helen? What year was the 17th Amendment?
I have a lot of confidence in Russ, so I'm going to say 1935.
Thank you. Remember to vote for me under Roosevelt.
Yeah, actually, Russ said 1932.
I know. That's
Russ
why I
Delano
think.
Gannon.
Oh, you said. Oh, I see. That was a little bit of humor there. Okay. And Bevy, what do you say?
Well, this is a very unfair question for me because I'm a relatively new American. I thought you was going to say young.
Well, you would know better because you had to study the Constitution. Didn't you get the citizenship papers and stuff?
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay.
But
I'm a Canadian.
When the War of the North Commonwealth was and all of that.
How newly but, American are you?
Excuse me, about 8 years.
Oh, just 8 years. From what country? Canada?
Mm-hmm. I'm from Canada.
Yeah, you said that, Robert, I think 4 times already. And we know that.
It's more unfair to us because most people don't retain any U.S. history knowledge once they leave school.
Or any knowledge for that matter.
Right,
that's
right.
Not true of Robert, so speak
for
yourself.
No, come on. The lady, I'm learning history here, and I watch Channel 2 a lot. But I'm pretty right. Pretty right so far.
Okay. What do you think, baby? How old?
Well, I'm going to say 1946.
1946.
No, you're way off, dear.
Okay.
Confidence are us.
Yeah, I tell you the truth, you're all way off.
I'm trying to 1712.
I'm trying to see who is less way off.
This should take a while.
No, the actual year was 1913.
No way.
Wow.
And Brad had said 1929, so he was the closest.
Ooh. Hey, I was only 40 years off.
Yeah.
Russ, you let me down.
Hey, I'm sorry.
But you let her down easy.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Brad, you won that one. Let's see. Okay, that's about... I'll give you one more.
Oh, sure.
One more age.
Embarrass us some more. What's the score, anyway? What's the score?
Oh, the score is... Bevy has,
running away with
it. Has 5. Yeah, she is running away with it.
Jeez.
Brad has 1. Mm-hmm. Robert has 2.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
Helen has 1. Mm-hmm. Tony has 1. And Russ has 2. Mm-hmm.
Well, who won the last one?
I would, pardon me?
Who won the last with the amendment?
Last one was Brad. He said 1929, and he came closest because the actual year was 1913 for the 17th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
I'm always right.
Why do you keep saying things like that that make no sense at all?
Doesn't make nice any people. Sense, Norm, any sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all, does it?
No, they're nice people.
And you know why, Norm? Because you're his best friend.
He is my best friend. Why didn't he ask you what the birthday of the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, is?
I think you're missing the whole point of this whole game. You mind if I hang up on you, Robert?
No, don't do that.
Listen, how quiet.
Yeah,
ooh,
wow. That is really nice. Isn't that nice?
Even his phone line was noisy.
Yeah. Okay, and I want to thank you, Brad, for playing the game with us.
Oh, I thought we were going to do one more.
No, I think we've... No, there's no point to it, because Bevy has run off with the whole thing anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Even if somebody else, like Russ, who has a couple, and Robert, who has 2, even if they guessed another one...
Even if I had a notion of winning,
yeah,
I can just kiss
there's no way. There's no way, Bevy. Bevy has... you've all been mathematically eliminated from this pennant race.
Bevy, you're going to be investigated. Did he tell you that? No. I'm open to investigation. You and Tony both.
May I investigate then?
You sure may.
Okay, Brad, thank you very much.
Well, Norman, I've got one thing I want to say before I leave.
Yes?
This game is not official because, if I remember correctly, you didn't play the theme to the number thingy.
That's true. We did not play the theme purposely.
That is correct.
So I demand a recount.
You are correct. Okay. Got rid of him, too, you know. Anybody gives me a bad time, I can clip him off the end.
I'm going to leave now because I have to take Bevy's address.
Okay.
You want to
hang up on us then, huh?
Sure, I think I...
There he goes. Okay. Incidentally, any rebroadcast or other use of the accounts and descriptions of this dumb birthday game without the express written consent of the World Soccer League is prohibited. A lot of people have been doing this and they're not paying their royalty Thank you.
Hate to leave you, Norm.
No, I hate to have you leave me too, Helen, because life becomes a void.
I know.
A black void. It's a depressive depression.
How long can this go on?
Oh, I hope it goes on for many, many years. Take care, Helen.
Good night.
And hang on there. Let's see. Russ Gannon, yeah. We'll talk to you very soon.
That you will.
Thank you. Okay, and Bevy,
yes.
You'll now be talking with Tony. He'll take your name and address, and you'll get one of the tackiest prizes you ever gotten in your entire life.
I await it.
Since you got the Tom Mix wooden straight shooter gun.
I can't believe that I scored so high. I thought I was really going to be dumb on this dumb game.
See how you've never had much self-esteem.
No, never.
And that's not nice.
No.
I hope we built up a little bit in your soul.
You certainly have.
All the kids love you. Take care now.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Okay, we'll take some other calls now. 254-1030, area code 617.
WBZ, AM 1030. When you need a lawyer's advice, you need Looking at the Law live.
I'm going to be penalized for finding a part-time job because they're going to drop my benefits that I have.
Looking at the Law live with Boston attorney Neil Chayette.
As a legal matter, if that was not disposed of, you probably still have the right to sue him.
Legal advice with common sense.
This is Neil Chayette. Join me for Looking at the Law live this morning at 7. On New England's news and information station, WBZ AM 1030.
The biggest selection of conversion vans is here for you this weekend. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center Wakefield. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Come meet the factory reps from Explorer, Charade, Gladiator, Mark III, and Tiara. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show under the tent at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center. Conversion van prices start at only $15,999. And register to win a free color TV, VCR, a Nintendo game, plus exciting vacation packages. Enjoy free hot dogs and hamburgers from Liberty's Weenie Wagon. Plus, every test drive comes with a free baseball cap. Don't miss the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and Van Center Wakefield this weekend only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Take Route 128 to Exit 41 in Wakefield, where you see the giant tent and the large American flag to get to the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center.
Okay, our phone number is 254-1030. We have some open lines now, and our area code is 617. And by all means, do call, and we'll talk about anything you'd care to talk about. As you can tell, we keep things a little bit light. A little bit light. If they're any lighter than this, we'd be floating away, eh? So do call. Just as long as you don't call and then start yelling at me about political candidates and the kind of stuff they talk about a lot during the day and forever, okay? Thank you. Oh, it's Mary. It's my friend Mary Ann in Philly.
Howdy, Barry.
How you doing, Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
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 Oh, Philadelphia.
Yeah, but you know what I want to tell you concerning the Jonestown flood?
Yes?
That there is a building that still has the watermark.
Really?
Yeah.
Even after all these years?
Yeah.
103 years ago. 104 years ago.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And they also have a statue of the dog that saved a lot of the town.
Oh, really?
And the that's not so great. But back, I think it was 72, there was another flood, or a lot of water damage had come in, and the people of the town had T-shirts made up that said, Floods 2, Johnstown 0.
This was, that's right, 1972.
There was, and it could have been, what, Hurricane Agnes or something, I don't know.
No, you're right, I do remember that. I worked at a station when there's a guy, Jim Barker was one of the technicians at the station I worked at here in Boston, and he grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And remember, so every time I think of the Johnstown flood, I think of him. And then there was that second, and we worked together here in Boston when there was that second flood you're talking about in Johnstown.
Yeah, and the movie Slapshot was filmed there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Slapshot was the hockey thing with Paul Newman?
Right.
I gotcha.
And, Norm, I have to ask you, because you sound like a quasi-intelligent man who knows how to dress himself.
Okay.
We're arguing over the pleats of the cummerbund of a tuxedo, up or down?
Oh. I'm sorry. Up or down? Do you mean horizontal or vertical?
No. Yeah. When you put a the cummerbund on with a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Do the pleats go up or down?
I'm not sure.
Hello.
No. I'm trying to visualize. Number one, I'm not much of a dresser. I know you find that hard to grasp.
Hey, this is true.
Because I seem to be so terribly sophisticated in every other way. But I'm really a sleaze when it comes to that.
Well,
I don't even know what you mean by up or down.
You know how the cummerbund's got pleats?
Oh, I see. Depends on how you iron it, whether they go up or down.
No. Because when you buy or you rent a tuxedo,
yeah,
the cummerbund comes one way, and you can either put it on with the flaps or go up. Would the flaps go down?
Oh, I see. I would think the pleats would go down.
Well, this is what the argument I had with my sister when my nephew was going to a prom, and I said, pleats go down. He had to turn it around. She said, oh, I thought they'd go up. I said, no, the joke is you should wear them up to catch the crumbs, but they go down.
Okay. No, I would think down. I don't know why. It seems more comfortable that way. Or seems to make more sense that way.
I personally don't see what, in 1992, the use of a cummerbund.
Maybe, do you think, it's been so long since I've worn a tuxedo, and I think the last time I did was a tuxedo that I owned, strangely enough, that actually fit.
And you wore wingtip shoes.
No, brown shoes. That's right, brown and white shoes. No, I never wore a cummerbund.
Really?
So you don't really, you're right, you don't really need a cummerbund.
No, to me it's one of those useless pieces of clothing.
You know, there's a lot of useless pieces of clothing, like ties. There's no point to a tie,
yes,
is there?
Is.
Why, what, now what's the use, I don't mean just in a tuxedo, but in a regular suit. Why do you need a tie?
Why do you need a tie? Well, Norm, when you go to dinner, what else is going to absorb the gravy?
You know something? You're wise beyond your years.
I told my nephew when he was going to prom, I said, you better be careful when you go into the restaurant. Somebody doesn't say, hey, son, can we have some more bread over here? Because he kept saying, oh, I look like a waiter. Well, the truth is, you men don't have much of a choice when it comes to formal wear.
No, I think, or any kind of wear. Women, well,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Women have a lot of different, I mean, you know, women have different colors and different kinds of dresses and things.
Yeah, well, this weekend, do you have cable?
Yes.
Okay, well, our local cable, you know how they have school channels that announce different things in the school district?
Well, we have local access channels, yeah.
Well, this is basically what it is they have, this local school district has announcements on the television, you know, like a bulletin. And
yes.
What it is music from a radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of the schools puts on, they have a video of the senior prom. They will show the graduation ceremony.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
And, you know, like I said, I couldn't care less about the music that the kids play, but it's nice to see them dressed up.
Yeah.
You know? And, hey, it only happens once. Thank God.
Our local channel doesn't really do much of that. They do sometimes town meetings and that kind of stuff, but not too much about that. Would be kind of fun to watch kids in that.
And, you know, they will show or have a video of the little ones playing soccer or baseball or something, but the school district I live in, they're stupid idiots, so they sometimes will show a video of a school board meeting. Who cares? There are a bunch of losers there.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll tell you, that the school district I live in was also one of their local news stations, had claimed it to be one of the best school districts. And I say, yeah, then why do I keep meeting stupid people?
Aren't you? A wicked person, Marianne.
I'm just really such a damn mean person.
Oh, I can tell. You're vicious.
Oh, I know, but I am.
I can tell that there's a vicious undertone to your voice that's frightening me.
If you really know me, I'm not hiding anything.
Okay.
Norm, yeah. Have a good weekend.
You too, Marianne.
At least you'll get to be Norm Nathan this week.
Yeah, I'm actually Norm Nathan right now because I do this program anyway.
No, before I go, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a guy, he's in a Trenton station here, and his name is Norm Latham.
L-A-T-H-A-M?
I guess that's how you spell it. I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of close, isn't it?
Well, when I first heard him, I was shaking my head. I said, gee, how does that guy get from Boston to Trenton, you know, so quick? And then I realized he was saying Latham.
Yeah, but no cigar.
No cigar. Okay, hey, have a good week.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Marianne. She sounds adorable. Oh, there I go. I've lost my heart to another listener. I'm just not to be trusted in this job. I keep falling in love with listeners. And now I'd like to sing about it. But maybe some other time.
The biggest selection of conversion vans is here for you this weekend. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center Wakefield. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Come meet the factory reps from Explorer, Charade, Gladiator, Mark III, and Tiara. It's the Giant Conversion Van Show under the tent at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center. Conversion van prices start at only $15,999. And register to win a free color TV, VCR, a Nintendo game, plus exciting vacation packages. Enjoy free hot dogs and hamburgers from Liberty's Weenie Wagon. Plus, every test drive comes with a free baseball cap. Don't miss the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and Van Center Wakefield this weekend only. Over 100 Ford and Chevrolet conversion vans to choose from. Take Route 128 to Exit 41 in Wakefield, where you see the giant tent and the large American flag, to get to the Giant Conversion Van Show at Liberty Chevrolet and RV Center.
Okay, it's about a minute before 4 o'clock. We'll be around for about just about another half hour. And again, love to talk with you, but you know I'd love to talk with you anyway, so give me a call, 254-1030, our area code 617. We'll just get just a little bit more time to chat, and I would hate to think of 435 popping up, we leave the air, and that you haven't called, so for heaven's sakes, please. That was acting. That was just so darn good. Okay, on behalf of Tony Nesbitt, myself, the almost good-looking Norm Nathan person, and the lovely Marilyn Gardner, sound like I'm signing off. I'm not, because we're going to come back right after the news. And I hope you'll be here, too, because I'd miss you.
You're never more than 10 minutes away from the latest WBZ AccuWeather forecast, exclusively on New England's news and information station, WBZ Boston.
Those cummerbund pleats should be down, but when you wear them up, it becomes a crumberbund. And now a word from our sponsor.
Mr. Bullock, tell us about your spring roundup of old Patek Philippe and other fine watches, and why is now a good time to sell?
Our national program has created a tremendous resale market for old Patek Philippe's, Cartier, Rolex, and other fine watches. Also buying LeCoultre, Universal Genève Tri-Compacts, Movado, and Breitling's.
Well, after buying old watches for years, you must have a simple program that makes it easy for our listeners to sell you their watch.
We surely do. Call toll-free. Our staff will explain the program and quote the price for their watch right then. Square and rectangular Pateks bringing from $2,000 to $5,000. $2 moon phase models up to $10,000.
Call 1-800-338-8150. 1-800-338-8150.
Speaking of time, it's time to close the vault and once again leave this world a little sillier than we found it. For Bezzy. Speakerphones cheating together to compete together with dirty feet together. Saying hello to Leslie. Carryover answers from the previous week's game. Peter, Paul, Mary, and Jesus. Town clerks working all-nighters. 55, that used to be the limit. Folgers crystals, lucky to have the job. Rambling incoherently. The birthday book. Westinghouse's breakfast budget. Burger King, days in, ribald humor. Cheesy, tacky prizes. alcoholics wearing white buck shoes, distasteful yet nice visuals, upchucking on the bucks, drinking a lot of milk, clean-cut kids, birthday briefings, Robert's great explanation of his answer, great disparities, the schnookiest history majors, show prep, rich guys with adding machines, Norm's math skills, having fun with nice people, hating fun, nearly positive, exactly, almost, maybe got it, making no sense at all, just like those last few phrases, mathematical elimination, disclaimers, the black void of life, the Liberty Weenie Wagon, local access cable, where this show is available, by the way, in the Marlborough, Massachusetts area, Friday and Saturday late nights on WMCT-TV. Norm Latham, falling in love with listeners, the beautiful, gorgeous Stacy Keach, and his mustache. Robert Meverett, Russ Franklin Roosevelt Gannon, and the quasi-intelligent Norm Nathan, I'm the sulking, sharp, something special whiz, Tony Nesbitt.
I know this sounds very, very, whatever it sounds like. It sounds like that, very something.